the city and ask them to zone the property, you have to go to the legislative body, the city council, and then they could zone for you. Oh, and finally, in the implementation of Taney County's whole land use controls, a lot of the decisions that are made by the commission tend to be based on who's coming before the commission with an application. Is it someone's relative or kinfolk or business partner? And what do the neighbors say? And there's case law that says if you're basing your approval or disapproval on informal, off-the-record conversations, that's inherently a breach of due process. So anyway, there's an easy way to resolve this, and there's a difficult way to resolve it. The easy way is if the Board of Zoning Adjustment says you could put nightly rentals on there subject to the restrictions that Bob has recommended. Or, and that would be fine with my client. Or if even they said, we'll cut a deal, we'll authorize a certain number of those lots, maybe 10 of them, to have nightly rentals on them, my client would say, okay, we'll go along with that. But suppose the Board of Zoning Adjustment denies it and says, no, we're not going to grant this appeal. Then my client, if he wants, can pay me to litigate against the county to say the county doesn't have any right to control anything that we do on the property. I've done this a number of times. I've actually never lost against a government entity litigating these because the litigation is highly technical, and you just go to the statute and you make a list of everything that should be done by statute for real planning and zoning. You go before the court and say, look, Taney County can't prove it did any of it. So I beat Stone County twice on this. I had one of the cases that knocked out Stone County's entire zoning structure. I beat Christian County twice. I beat multiple cities. I've never lost. And so I would be perfectly happy to have my client pay me the $20,000 litigated against the county. He may not want to, so he may decide this is going to, he's just going to give up and go away. Or he may not. Anyway, there you have it.
Thank you, Tim.
That's it. I don't know if it was lightning or not.
Questions, comments? Mr. Davis.
You saw the video of the road. You've probably been on the road. I've never been on the road. Could we take two of your boats, and two of your rigs, and pass them on this road together? Would you feel comfortable with that?
I don't know. I haven't actually measured it. So it would depend on the size.
So you don't know. That's not a good answer.
Oh, I also want to say that the planning and zoning staff are wonderful. I love them. So I never have a complaint against Bob and Benita. They're wonderful to deal with. But every now and then we have to challenge the ordinance
Well, Mr. Davis, you know you're making your job very hard when you state that. We have to deal with an error of law of an administrative official.
But that doesn't mean they're not wonderful. The whole structure may be flawed. And the Planning and Zoning Commission may have made an error. And you can correct it. You could say, we believe that the Planning and Zoning Commission erred on whether it was compatible, and we're going to reverse that. And then that makes like sweeps everything under the rug, makes it go away, and everyone goes away happy, or at least not too unhappy.
I'm sure you're good at your job.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions for Mr. Davis?
Tim, I'm not sure if you can answer this.
Yeah.
Steve, I think, bought it a while back, maybe last year from the bank or whatever, and then originally just asked for a 10-foot setback, so I assume his original intent was to build residential structures, and then maybe got to look at it and thought there might be more demand for nightly rental, kind of changed his mind. Is that sort of what happened?
That may very well be. I don't know if he changed his mind. He hasn't said to me one way or the other, but that may be.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, our next speaker will be Billy Ong. Billy?
Well, I did not know if Bob needs to come up after him, or can you say give him?
Oh, yes, thank you. Bob, come forward, please, in case anyone has any questions for you, sir. Thank you, Billy.
Bonnie, do you have a pointer? I was going to ask Bob where he lives.
Yes, sir.
Bob, I just wondered, did you have an opportunity to have some discussion with the board in case anyone had any questions for you? You were very thorough in your presentation, in my opinion. And are there any questions for Bob Hansler?
Sir?
Bob, could you point out where you live on that? Is it on that map? That's why you have the pointer.
Let's see, where are we? Nope, I am on North Fork. You see where South Fork is.
Yeah. Sorry.
There you go. Right at the fork of the road of North Fork and South Fork. There we go.
No, the other button.
It should be the other one, but it's not. There we go. Find it up there?
Well, we find there it for us anyway. There
it is. Right there.
Is it right there? Okay, right there.
And the main entrance that people will be using to get down there is?
Singular.
That's right there by your?
Singular entrance off of Lakeshore Drive, right there. All traffic for all of the rentals would come in at that intersection, down there and down there. And no, that road, Jamie, is not wide enough for two boats comfortably or safely. The other factor in that is that little unnamed road right there. Where are you? Come on. Yeah. Right there.
I see it.
Downhill. Noticeable downhill at the turn. Take a Ford 150, take a 20-foot pontoon boat. We got 40 feet. Give me a turning radius on a 40-foot rig. Other thing is, what did it say in here about Mr. Atchley? If it were to come into being, how many parking spots per? Was it one parking spot for each two people?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so if you got a 3-bedroom unit, minimum, what is that?
4.
Darn, how do you get 4 when you've already set aside the front setback? That's all behind those properties is a gulch. I mean, it's, you know, I wouldn't even want to unreel my fishing reel down there. I don't think it got enough line to reach the bottom. So from that standpoint, it's also not reasonable. Who maintains those roads with the additional traffic? If those roads need to be paved, who foots the bill for that? Anybody answer?
I think we're here to ask the questions.
Okay, but it's a rhetorical question because we know who ends up paying for it without any benefit or usage or additional usage on the part of the residents. And I would still go back and reiterate that the last sentence and paragraph of their appeal gives you the authority to do it, to make the decision.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other? We're all good with Bob?
Yes.
Okay. I can go. Our next speaker is Billy Ong. Billy, come on up now.
Yeah. My name is Billy Ong, and let me see. You want to know where I live? Can I just point it out there instead of using this thing? Can I go out there?
Yes, that's fine.
Anyway, I don't want to repeat what Bob has mentioned. But my background basically is an architect. I do a lot of planning and developing for the Hershen family for 27 years. And I know that's nothing important, but what's interesting is when you do a master plan, you think about traffic flow, safety, those kind of stuff. Right now, this is a dead end. And I just see a lot of concern. We have a lot of neighbors who is, you know, this is a single family neighborhood who spend a lot of time, you know, walking and taking care and all that stuff. And I'm just, you know, we have not done the traffic count in terms of what, kind of like what Bob alluded, in terms of the number of vehicles going in and out. You know, but this road here is less than 18 feet here. This is a lot smaller than this. And so just to tell you, and like Terry said, when if you guys need to go drive there to look at it, to see really whether or not you can, like Bob was saying, you can go down there. But again, Tim is a good friend of mine, so he's not one of the things, but I thought about it and said, I'm concerned, should we give up because Tim's gonna suit us or whatever it is, you know, whatever. But I think our point is just, I'm looking at what's best for the community, what's best for the people that live there, what's best for the, I know we're gonna, you guys may lose, you know, he may take the case. I'm just concerned that we're not thinking about the people that live there. I lived there, by the way, 25 years. I moved there in 91. And so one of the things that I think about this kind of stuff, my concern is density. That's really, and also when you think about the number of cars that are parked on there because the reason he's gotten to the 10-foot easement is because he can't build anything behind it. So in other words, everything is going to be on the street. And so I think those are some of the concern I have. And I know when you mix weekly rental and residential home, that's another formula that is very interesting. So I'm not going to speak beyond it. I know Bob already speak on that behalf. Anyway, that's all I have to say, and if you guys have any questions.
Anyone have any questions for Billy? Thank you, Mr. Ahn. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And our next speaker is Carlton Schull. Mr. Schull.
Thank you for this opportunity. But my wife and I live right...
wasn't sure.
If you live on South Fork, just say South. Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
On Dino Road. And the two previous speakers have very well expressed my opinion, so I'm going to yield my time to the next person.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Judy Crisp.
My presentation won't be quite as formal as everyone else. I have the home on Trinity. It's just basically right here. And my husband and I came down into the Branson area in 95 to do businesses. This property we've had, going on 5 years. He passed away in February of 2014. And since then I've moved back to Springfield for various reasons. And I'm trying to sell that property. And, you know, properties don't sell too well lately. And so I'm afraid that this development would cause people to say, don't want that. It's a really old, well-established neighborhood. There are a lot of older people, retired. We just need to maintain the quiet atmosphere. And the road structure is just terrible. If you're coming up East 76, and you know where you come in that big curve, and then you have to go off onto Lakeshore, every time I do that turn, I think, oh my goodness, somebody's going to rear end me. And I've seen some big trucks having wrecks there, turning over. So I think with the added traffic from this development, we would all be in a lot of serious trouble. I